Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 3 with verses 15 through 18. Brothers, in human terms, I say that no one can annul or amend even a human will once ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his descendant. It does not say, and to descendants, as referring to many, but as referring to one, and to your descendant, who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God so as to cancel the promise. For if the inheritance comes from the law, it is no longer from a promise. But God bestowed it on Abraham through a promise. Paul lets us understand today from our practice what one descendant, not many, would be honored with the name above all names. Messiah, Holy One, Anointed, God's only Son, Prince of Peace, Salvation for the weak. All of humanity is honored to complete, not compete, but given freely to all the redemption we seek. I experienced a silent retreat last week at Casa Maria in Irondale, Alabama, with the Sister Servants of the Eternal Word, where I began praying for a 19-year-old sister named Sister Madeline, who professes her vows with a new name this coming July. She mentioned she liked St. Thomas and maybe named Sister Mary Thomas, but this was up to the mother of the sisters, as she must choose three separate names. I am amazed at the discipline this young, soon-to-be nun, or Jesus face-to-face, as many people will see her, that I also described to her in my tears. I can't help but to do right now. When I began teaching Catholic school in 2007, I saw Jesus in the habits being worn by the ladies giving their all to Christ, as I see him in all who wear the garments of surrender. No matter their name or person, they followed to see Jesus more clearly. Example, St. Francis, now the Franciscans. Their colors represent the rainbow of Christ's servants, giving their all to serving the meek, the weak, the less who need a divine physician we all seem to seek. Please say a prayer with me daily for all the surrendered souls who share the name of Jesus without worry or dispose, for he is eternal and offers you the same to share. No matter who you are, come along with me daily to care for the lost, lonely, and languished, providing what God calls you in charity, for all to prepare for life eternal, in the love, faith, and hope of salvation. Not a soul would dishonor once they care. Amen. Please pray with me daily our prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I pray for my children, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray always for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for special intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Many people hold on to the silent before returning to Holy Mother Church. We pray for those individuals. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. as we pray for Holy Mother Church, who is the breath of Christ in all things. We pray this all in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his precious blood. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of the letter to the Galatians, chapter 3. We're in verses 11 through 14 this morning. No, that's not correct. That's 15 through 18. See, there's things you got to do when you write every morning. 15 through 18. It is a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God Promise No One Can Critique. Tears human. Paul seeks to complete. I should say terms human. So my vision's a little messed up. Let's restart that poem here. We're in Galatians 3, which verses 15 through 18. It's a 3 stanza poem. Ongoing. It's titled, God Promise No One Can Critique. Today, terms human, Paul seeks to complete. Will human amend not or annul, so to speak? Ratified once, will human is mostly weak. Descendants many, not written to complete. Inscribed as a descendant, who is Christ, we do seek. One was referred, not many, as humanities treat. After 430 years, the law meaning translates from ancient Greek. Covenant, not annulled, God's ratification of the meek. Promise, not canceled, just tweaked. Law inheritance does not reek. Promise no longer makes the law chic. Abraham bestowed by God. Promise no one can critique. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is February 15th, 2022. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 8:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. UniversalUtterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we went a little over what our normal time of 6:03 is. Doing a little description of our silent retreat last week. We hope that you have some blessings from our work today. And may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus as we close today at 8:44. That's 8 minutes and 44 seconds in the name of Jesus. And blessings to John and Marie as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus.